that's on your face, right? And you lose them. It's like, happens to me all the time. I have to go. That's why I have multiple pairs of glasses around the house. Multiple, because it seems like I'm always losing a pair. Okay? Whatever it is. How many of you lose your keys? I know you guys do this because you call, "Is my keys at the church?" Okay? How many of you lose your cell phones? You do. There was a couple in the church lost their, couldn't find his cell phone, couldn't find it anywhere. He knew about where he was. Amen. And he was driving down the road, calling his cell phone with the windows open, listening. Okay? I won't tell you who it was. They was listening for that phone. And then they were ringing it while they was driving slowly down the road. They heard it ringing. And Brother Gabe, oh, I told you. And Brother Gabe found his phone right there in the middle of the road. Middle of the road. And guess what? It hadn't even, it just had a little scuff on the side of it. Just a little, one little spot right there. You lose things, right? This week, somebody was doing this, they was using an app. I'm trying to remember who it was that is, "Where is my cell phone?" It's an app. It helps you locate your lost cell phone. I go, that's pretty good. And it's not only your cell phone, it'll help you find your lost iPad. Oh, I know what it was. Brother Joe was telling me that they found it on the bus route the last Sunday. They found a cell phone laying in the middle of the road. Cell phone. They picked it up, and they brought it back here. And Brother Joe had it in his truck. He was going to take it by the Verizon store after church. And guess what? He went out to his truck and after church. And there was a lady standing there looking inside his truck. And he said, "Can I help you?" She says, "It's saying that my phone is inside your truck." And guess what? It was. It was inside. He said, "Yeah, it's there. It's inside the truck." So I was going to take it by the Verizon. He told her where they had found it and all. Can you believe that? Clear across town, they find it, and they know. It's saying it's in your truck. So I was checking out that app, "Where's my cell phone" app, because I thought, man, that's pretty cool. Hey, man, to be able to find your cell phone, your iPad. Hey, man. And then, but when I did a search for "Where's my cell phone" app, there was all kinds of these. There's "Where's my dog?" Right. "Where's my kids?" And why anybody want to know that? I don't know. Hey, man, why would you want to find your kids? All the list of things. "Where's my keys? Where's my," and it starts this huge long list, because you know what? We are prone to lose things. We're prone to loss. Amen. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. "Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, not your garments. And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God." Amen. My, what a wonderful little sermonette right there in three verses. Praise God. I want to talk to you about the road to recovery. A road to recovery. Because there's times that we have lost things in our life that have been close to us and dear to us. Amen. Maybe you've lost a cell phone, but I'm talking about something that's much more precious than that. There are some people, they have just lost, they've lost loved ones to death. They've lost loved ones because of moving away, or maybe even divorce. They've lost the love and the affection and the appreciation of somebody that's close to them. There are some that have lost their children. For whatever reason, the relationship has been severed. The relationship has been broken. There's been some that have lost jobs and lost finances and lost everything. All earthly possessions have been lost. There are some that have lost friends that were close to them. There are some that have experienced such great loss in their life, and they feel they are still grieving today over the loss that they have experienced in their life. Loss is sometimes can be very hard to handle. When you lose something that you love, something that is precious, something that is valued, amen, when you have lost those things that were dear to you and it is taken from you, amen, that can be hard to cope with. It can be hard to handle when you have suffered loss. Amen. There are some things that I have lost that I have thought good riddance. Right? Who cares? Move on, go forward. But then there's some things in life that you lose that affect you a whole lot more. There's some things that you would do anything in the world if you could recover them and you could bring them back. Amen. I could tell you there are some things that you have lost, and I'm sorry, but they are gone forever. And you will never recover them. They may never come back. But I believe also there's some things that we have lost that you can see God restore to you, and you can have recovery in your life again. Amen. That you can see it brought back. Amen. I want to talk to you about a road to recovery. The people of Israel, they had lost a lot. They had lost everything. If you want to, you can say it that way. They had lost everything that was dear and precious to them. And it seemed like they were watching it go flow out of their hands every day. Amen. But God was giving them a remedy. God was giving them a recipe. Amen. That would help them to recover the things that they had lost. Amen. First of all, he tells them in verse 12, you need to return. You need to return. You need to go back to where you lost it. You need to return back. You need to come back to God. You need to return back to the Lord and just see if God might not move for you. Amen. Return back to the Lord. Amen. Do you know, remember the story of Mary and Joseph after they had left Jerusalem? And the Bible says that they supposed that Jesus was in the company with them. They thought he was family. They thought he was with one of the other families that were traveling and journeying with them. And they went 3 days without worrying about a 12-year-old son. Wow. 3 days. I'll tell you, they must have had a lot of confidence in him and a lot of trust in him. Amen. If I don't hear from my 23-year-old son in 3 days, I start wondering where he's at. If I don't hear from him in 3 minutes, 3 hours, amen, I start wondering where he's at. But can you imagine having a 12-year-old son and go 3 days journey and you don't start looking for him? But then they found what they have to do. They had to go back to Jerusalem. Sometimes you need to go back to where you suffered loss. Amen. Return back to God. Amen. Sometimes we feel like we keep going forward. No, go back, return to the Lord, and let God do a work of recovery in your life. Return to the Lord. Amen. The Bible tells us very clearly how we need to come back. How we need to come back. It says, return with all your heart. Amen. If you want to recover what you've lost, amen, you need to return to the Lord with all of your heart. Come back, don't not half-heartedly, not just so you can recover, not just so that you can get back what you lost, but you need to come back with all of your heart. Amen. You need to dedicate your life to God, and you need to come back to Him, amen, with all of your heart. Amen. Learn the lesson of what it is, amen, to suffer loss in your life and say, Lord, I don't ever want to experience that again. I'm coming back to you with all of my heart. Tell you, if you're just coming back to recover, amen, when you walk away again, you're going to lose it all again. Amen. If you're just coming back to recover and to say, to get back what you lost, to find what you lost, once you've got it, you'll walk away again. But you need to come back to the Lord with all of your heart, with everything that is in you. Amen. You need to come back to the Lord. Amen. You need to come back to the Lord humbly. Amen. He says, come back with fasting and weeping, with mourning. Rend your heart, not your garments. Amen. You need to come back humbly before God. Amen. Don't come back, amen, acting like that you know, that it was God's fault. Don't come back, don't return, acting like it was God's fault that you've suffered loss. Amen. But come back humbly before God. Amen. Come back recognizing, Lord, I need you in my life. If I'm going to have recovery, Lord, I'm going to have you work in my life. Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to work in my life. I need you to restore me. I can't do it on my own. It's you and you only, Lord. You alone, amen, that can bring recovery into my life. If I'm going to recover what I've lost, God, I need you to help me. Amen. David, there was a time, he remember when Ziklag was burned? City of Ziklag was burned. They took everything. Took his family, his children, took all of their wealth and riches and all their possessions. They took it all from them. They took it all from them. David, man, he was tore up over that. He was tore up over that. But he recognized he needed God. He needed the Lord. Amen. You need to come back to God, and you need to come back to God humbly. Humbly. And you can recover. Amen. Notice not only did he come back, they come back humbly. They come back broken. Broken. You know, there's some people, when they suffer loss, they want to blame God. They want to shake their fist at God. Why did you let this happen, Lord? Why did you allow this to happen? Lord, why did you let this? Listen, amen, if we had never walked away from God, if we had never missed God, amen, we probably would not have suffered the loss. But now we can have recovery again. If we return, we come back humbly, and we come back broken before God, recognizing, Lord, I need you. I need you. Amen. The broken and the contrite spirit, the Lord will not cast away. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next thing I know, I want you to notice, you need to, not only do you need to return, amen, but when you come back, amen, you need to come and let the Lord do something, do a work in your life. Amen. He said in verse 13, rend your heart, not your garment. Turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Hallelujah. And repenteth him of the evil. Hallelujah. Man, what a wonderful God that he allows us to come back, to return, right? To come back and to return unto the Lord, and then let God do something special in our life. Recognize who it is that you're receiving this from. Recognize who your blessings come from. Amen. Turn to the Lord your God. Turn to the Lord your God, for he is gracious. He is merciful. Amen. He is slow to anger. He is great in kindness. Oh, man, when you think about the Lord, amen, and who it is that you're returning to, amen, and receiving from, amen, let me tell you, God is a God that is gracious and merciful. He understands our shortcomings. He understands our failures. He understands your mistake. He understands why you failed. Amen. And you can come to God, and he's gracious and merciful. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to return to God. You need to return to God. Man, don't just return to the place where you lost it. Amen. Return to God. Amen. With all your heart. Amen. Remember this. God is gracious. God is gracious. Amen. He is merciful to us. He understands who we are and what we are. Remember, he is the one that created you. He knows how he built you. He knows what your endurance is. He knows what you can handle. He understands not only that you failed, but he knows why you failed.
Amen. He understands you're human. He understands the mistakes that we make. Amen. He's a merciful and a gracious God to us. Amen. He don't just throw us off when we return. He don't reject us when we return. Amen. But he's there to be gracious to us. And kind and merciful and loving to us. Hallelujah. Amen. Man, when the Lord returns, when we return to God, God, when we come back to the Lord, man, I'm so glad he don't give us the cold shoulder. You know, make us come begging. No. No. God is gracious and a merciful God. Amen. You know, the Bible says he's slow to anger. Thank God that we have a servant God that's slow to anger. The last thing I want is for God to be angry with me. Amen. But when we come back to God, you can come back knowing. Amen. Okay, let me just say, we had a dog that loved to run away. I get so angry at that dog. And I started realizing, why won't he come back? Why won't he come back? Because he knew that I was angry. And he knew when he came back home, you know what I'm talking about? Would you want to come back? Would you want to come back home if you knew that as soon as you got back, hey man, you was gonna, I mean, you was gonna receive it, man. You was gonna get it. You was gonna get it. I don't want anybody to think I was inhumane to the dog or anything, but he knew I was angry when he came back home. He knew I was angry, and I thought, why won't he come back? Maybe it's because he knew I was angry. Amen. We can come back to God. He is not angry. Amen. But he's merciful. He's loving. He's kind. He's gracious. Amen. You can come back to the Lord. You can return and you can recover in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. You can come back. You can return. He's gracious. He's slow to anger. Man, he's of great kindness. Of great kindness. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him? Amen. Get this. For those that have lost it, for those that have lost something in their life, amen, who knows? No, I like the way they said it. Who knows what might happen? And that's the way it is with God. Amen. Just by chance. Amen. I'm not coming back, Lord, so I can recover. But Lord, I'm coming back because I know you're a gracious God. And I know you're a merciful God. And I know you're slow to anger. And I know you're of great kindness. And just by chance, Lord, if you could see fit to come back by my life and bless me and leave a blessing in my life again. God, that's all that really matters. Amen. Who knows what God might do? Who knows what God might do? Amen. Who knows? Amen. God might restore something to your life that you have lost. Who knows? What great recovery you might find. Maybe you say, Brother David, I've lost my health. Who knows what God might do? You might recover your health. Brother David, I've lost my children. Who knows what God might do? You may recover the love and affection of your children. You may recover the relationship with your children. Brother David, I've lost my spouse. Amen. Who knows what God might do? Amen. God may return and your spouse may come back and you may recover the love and the affection of your spouse. Amen. Who knows what God may do? Brother David, I've lost everything in my life. Who knows what God might do? Amen. He may just allow you to recover everything and bring it back into your life. Hallelujah. Who knows? Who knows? I'll tell you this. Amen. Where you're at, you're never going to recover anything. The way you're going, you're never going to recover anything. The way that things are going in your life right now don't look like there's going to be any recovery. But if you come back to God, who knows what God might do? Who knows what God might do? Let me tell you, the Bible tells us this, that the devil came to kill, steal, and to destroy. He's taking from you. He's taking. Don't ever say that he's giving. He's taking from you. Amen. Who knows what God might give to you? Amen. Who knows? Man, when I read the verse right here, it says, who knoweth if he will return, repent, and leave a blessing behind him? Amen. If he will return and leave a blessing behind him. Amen. If God would just pass by your life, I believe that there is more, amen, that is left behind when God passes by than what you'll ever receive when you're going the route you're going right now. Amen. In the world, I'll tell you what, just letting the Lord come back by your life. Amen. The blessings of God. Amen. Naomi, remember Naomi, she left Bethlehem because of the famine. She went and sojourned in the land of Moab. And while she was there, she lost it all. She lost it all. When she came back to Bethlehem, she came back with one daughter-in-law. She lost her husband. She lost her children. She lost it all. She left it all in the land of Moab. When she came back with just one daughter-in-law. Not much hope in that. If she could have come back with one son, maybe there would have been hope. If she could have come back with just her husband, but she came back with just one daughter-in-law. Amen. But the blessing of God, amen, she returned back to the Lord. She came back humbly. She said, don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara because I'm bitter. Amen. I've been through a bitter experience because I've lost it all. Amen. But she came back home. Amen. And God passed by and God blessed her with more. Amen. She became the great-grandmother of David. Hallelujah. Amen. The grandmother of David. Can I tell you? Amen. God will restore and recover things in your life. Amen. Said he might leave a blessing behind, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Amen. What great things God might do in your life. Hallelujah. Who knows? Who knows? Let me tell you one reason why I like to go to church. It's this. Who knows what God might do? Who knows? Hallelujah. I don't know. You don't know. Who knows what God might do? Man, that's what's exciting about serving God. Who knows what the Lord might do? Amen. You may wake up one morning, amen, and the phone ring, amen, and God restore unto you. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may look up some Sunday morning, amen, from reading your songbook, reading your Bible. Amen. You may look up some Sunday morning from prayer and look down and see your lost and wayward child in an altar giving their life to the Lord. Who knows what God might do? Amen. You may be sick in your body. Amen. But once you, when you lift your hands and call out to God, you may feel an unction from on high. Amen. That flows over you. Amen. That heals your body completely. Who knows what God might do? The loss that you're suffering right now, who knows what God might do today? Who knows? Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Who knows what God might do? Hallelujah. Church, would you lift your hand with me today? Amen. Let's ask the Lord to come by here right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Have your way right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Speak. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I believe God wants to recover somebody today. Hallelujah. I want you to just think back over the last 6 months to a year of your life. Amen. Think of all the things that you've lost. Think of all the things. Just make a mental list of all that you've lost. Amen. And then I want you to think about this. Who knows what God might do? Who knows what God might do? Amen. With our heads bowed right now, and you're here this morning. Say, Brother David, I've suffered a great loss. Amen. I need God. Would you just slip your hand up this morning? Say, Brother David, pray with me this morning. Pray with me this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. I believe that God would love to help you to recover what you've lost. Anybody else? Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sing it, Sister Ruth, if you would. Church, I want us all to come. Those who lifted your hands, come with us today. Let's come to this altar right now. I believe God wants to do a work of recovery. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I need your the word.